Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, your loving kindness shed upon us every morning, the Holy Ghost shaking the love of God abroad in our hearts every passing day. Lord, we thank you. See with him unto the day of redemption. He promised he will abide with us forever. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And with you always, even to the end of the world or end of the age. Father, we have eternal assurance, eternal friendship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and we worship you, Lord. Lord, as we read your word this morning, Father, we are trusting you to bless us in it. Blessed be the glorious name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Foundations of faith. Faith begins when the will of God is known. Faith must rest on the will of God alone, not on our desires or even our wishes. Appropriating faith is not believing that God can, no. It is believing that God will. Praise the Lord. I say appropriating faith is not believing that God can, but that God will. And we have taught the lesson that the leper that came to Jesus in Mark chapter 1, let me read 40 to 42. There came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. He knew that God can heal him. He knew that Christ can heal him. What he didn't know was whether God or Christ was willing. You see? That was the only difference. But you and I know better than that leper right now. Praise the Lord Jesus. Anyway, so we see, faith is not believing that God can, but that God will, according to his promise. You know, he will do it. You know, whatever he has promised, Bible says what he has promised, we know he's more than able to perform, and he will do it. No, according to his word, until one knows God's way, he or she has no basis for faith at all. Talking about the foundations of faith, right? Until somebody knows God's will about a thing, he or she doesn't have any basis for faith. Faith is expecting God to do what we know it is his will to do. As faith, you expect God to do what you know that it is his will to do. How do we know his word? I mean, his will. His will, his word is his will. When we know it is his will, it is not difficult for us to believe that he will do what we are sure he wants to do. We are told that in 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if you ask anything according to his will, see that will there? He heareth. Oh, that's the only basis we have, you know. According to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, whatsoever means whatsoever, right? We ask. We know that we had a petition that we desired of him. So knowing his will and so forth, one of the foundations for faith and so forth. God's way of doing everything he wants to do is to send his word, meaning a promise. That's what he does. Anything that God does to his people, he sends his promise. He then keeps that promise. Wherever that promise produces faith, then God will keep that promise. That's how it goes, So, for example, the divine procedure, or the procedure in healing, is stated in many, many scriptures. Psalm 107:26, for example. See? The procedure for healing and so on. That, that's the Old Testament. 107:20 of Psalm. He sent his word and he healed them. See? And delivered them from their destruction. It is his word. Anything that God wants to do and everything that he does, he always sends his word. Where? Solomon, writing by the Holy Spirit and so forth, Proverbs 4:20, about the word of God. My son or daughter, if you want, attend to my words, you see. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. God's word will accomplish all those things that he needs there and more for you and I. See, he does things by sending his word, healing in particular and so forth. He says his word and he heals them. And we see that many, many times in the Bible, during the earthly ministry and so forth. Even one man, a Roman general or centurion and so forth, Bible said, I'm not even worthy for you to come under my roof. Just speak the word only. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, I've never seen such a great faith. Not in Israel at all. See, God's word, right? He says his word and he healed them. Anyway, we cannot. Nor are we expected to have faith for any blessing from God until that faith comes by hearing the word, you know, of God to do it. So that is the confidence we have, right? But I have a promise. That is Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, foundations of faith. Now, faith always implies obedience throughout the scripture. Faith always implies obedience. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. See, so we see right there, obedience and so forth, that you know. So it is to those who will delight themselves in the Lord that the Lord will give their desires, you know, of their heart to them. So God has not lowered the standard at all. No. It's God and he changes not. He has never lowered the standard for anybody, you know, because he didn't make a mistake in the beginning when he put our promises out there. Praise the Lord. He is perfect and he can never make a mistake. He cannot improve, amen, on himself. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. His word is perfect. A very important spiritual law to which we will do well to acknowledge is that faith is the union of our hearts and wills with God's will and purpose. See? Union of our will, of our hearts, with God's will and purpose. And where there is unity, where this unity is lacking, results are impossible. We must make our union of our hearts and our wills must be in agreement with the will and purposes of God. Where that union is missing, results are impossible to obtain. So we must submit our will to the will of God. That's what he's saying, another way of saying it and so on, that you know. So a principle of faith is that union of our hearts and wills with God's will and purpose. Where this unity and union is lacking, results are really impossible. So we must learn to submit our will to his will. And Psalm 84 verse 11. For the Lord God is his son and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. See, obedience and so forth. It is to those who walk uprightly that he said that God will not withhold any good thing, right? So anyway, we remember in many cases in the Bible, we remember that Syrian, general that was a leper. Naaman was his name, he did for Elisha the prophet, and so on, that you know. It was, after his surrender and obedience to the word of God spoken by Elisha the prophet, that he was healed. Only when he obeyed the word of God. You know his story, I don't have to go into that. We are our Bible readers and so on, that you know. A little girl, has told him back in Syria, well, you don't have to remain leprosy. There is a prophet in Israel. Just go there, I will make you whole of your leprosy. He had everything, but he didn't have good health, you know. And a little girl just testified, of the power of God. There was a prophet in the land, a land of Israel. And he made his way there. He carried whatever merchandise and go, he seemed to give to the man of God. When he got there, he was disappointed. He didn't even come out, just go tell him. He said, he said to go and wash himself 7 times in the Jordan River. Oh my. Is that not Papa or whatever rivers in Syria that I shall wash myself and so on, that you know. Anyway, he didn't even come out. I think he just come out and make leprosy go away. You might even show. He didn't come out at all. Remember that? Just saying that to him and so forth. Then another, maybe one of the servants said, look, you travel all this way And what is it for you to go and do what the power of God said to do? And maybe by divine grace and so forth, he did the last little servant there, and he went to do what God said to do. So anyway, it was surrender and obedience. Look, I was saying that faith always implies obedience, right? It was after his surrender and obedience to the word of God spoken by Elijah the prophet was completed before he got his healing. So that is 2 Kings 5:1-19. We say that. We don't have to read that. It's all familiar story to us. Asked by his scribe, meaning our Lord Jesus Christ. Asked by his scribe, which was the first commandment of all. I heard what the Lord said in Mark 12:29. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, he is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. So, well, praise God, we are all God's children. We know we love him because he first of all loved us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We love him because he first of all loved us. So, before seeking anything from God, then we should therefore yield ourselves to that fourth and great commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, he says, you know. And thank God we love him because he first of all loved us. So all things are ours today. Praise the Lord. Now the scripture says, all things are yours. The Lord said in Psalm 91:14-16, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. See? I will set him on high because he has known my name, and we name his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He shall be called Emmanuel. Praise God. God with us. Jesus, because he shall, you know, save people from their sins and all of that, you know. He has known my name. He shall call upon me. That's you and I, God's children. And I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. He never said we won't have any trouble. Like our sister was saying, we all face challenges. You know, anyone that is born of God, I mean, you face challenges every day. But the thing is this, I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I show him, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise the Lord. I think that sister was, we were reading my note, amen. Praise the Lord. Where the Holy Ghost is, that's what you get, amen. He will confirm the word at the matter of two or three witnesses, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anyway, Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. So the Lord will not fail you. He won't fail me. He's a faithful God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Whatever he has told you and me in the Bible, he's more than able to perform them. So you just hold on to his word. No matter what happens around you, no matter what the word says, you know, just hang on to his word. Do not fail. Now, one thing is this. Wisdom is portrayed in scripture as a bountiful queen, reaching forth blessings with both of her hands to all who will become subject to our government. Yeah, the government of wisdom, right? Marry her now, all the time, like marry wisdom, like a queen, right? And you will get a possession. Let me just give a clip from the book of Proverbs concerning wisdom and so on, like that, you know. 3 of Proverbs, 13 to about 17. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. The ruby of God's wisdom, right? Now, she is more precious than rubies. This, in verse 15. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. Our ways of pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. Praise the Lord. Don't feel like let that put in that clip of scripture that many things, but we don't have it written. In these foundations of faith and something like that, you know. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself stronger in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. See? So his eyes, he has not forsaken you. He is with you. His eyes is running to and fro and so on to show himself strong, always there for you. Everlastingly present with you and so on, that you know. Eternally present and so on, that you know. Anyway, so we see right here. So noticing that the Lord does that for all them whose hearts are perfect toward him. He do that for us. He's doing it for us. Now, getting things from God is like playing checkers. Or we call them drafts in Nigeria. I don't know what they call it, checkers here. Yeah? No, we call it drafts in Nigeria. How does that work? After one player moves in the checker or draft, he has nothing to do until the other player moves. You know, he puts something, doesn't get anything until the other one do something and so on and that, you know. So anyway, each man moves in his own turn. They take turns in checkers, right? So even our God, you know, because, you know, sometimes we understand spiritual things by natural things, right? So God has provided many, many blessings for his children, and he has sent us his word, you know, and, you know, he has made the first move by sending a promise, right? That is the first move, like a checker. He has sent a promise and so on. The next move is yours and mine. You have to make your own move, grabbing that promise, acting upon that promise and so on, that, you know. So that's your move. He has made his move by sending you a promise, right? The word, right? You have to make your move, you know, by believing that promise, holding onto it, and acting on that promise. And then what you do, you know, so again, our move is to expect what he promises when we pray. We expect that he's going to do it. So this will cause us to act our faith before we see the blessing at all. You've got to act your faith before you see it and so on, that, you know. See, foundations of faith, right? So now, the blessing comes in the next move. And who makes that move? To be God himself. He put the promise out, you know. Then you act on that promise. If you don't act on it, you keep him waiting, you know. Because in the checker and draft, you know, it's only one person at a time, one at a time, right? When you act on that word, then the next move, he will make it. He brings to pass what he has promised you and so forth. So don't keep him waiting now. See, you know, you act your part. He will never, you know, miss out his own turn. No. You know, what to do your part, he will never miss out his own heart. He will bring it to pass without fail. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, we see that when Noah, many examples in the Bible. Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, in Hebrews 11:7, God has made a move, right? He told him what's going to come to pass, right? What will be and so forth. It was up to Noah now to make his own move in the checker plan, spiritual checker plan and so on. And Noah did. He made his, you know, his move. Was to believe that the flood was coming. He acted his faith by building the ship on dry land. That's right. Having not, if there was no rain at all in those days, there wasn't any rain. What happened was the heart, there is a mist that just come and just, you know, moisture the earth and so on. Not even that God, you know, all the philosophers, so-called scientists and so forth, we all know, you know, giggling and but not even watch that. He made his move, building the ark on a dry land. And when he did, of course, the next move was God to bring that to pass, and that the word of that time was destroyed, but Noah was saved and his household. Now, faith is governed by the pure word of God, and it is nothing less than expecting God to do what he promises. Foundations of faith, yes. Faith is governed by the pure word of God. And it is nothing less than expecting God to do what he promises. When expecting, that expectation does not mean hoping. No. Rather, as one writer puts it, we hope for what may be possible, but we expect what must be possible. See? We hope for what may be possible, but we expect what must be possible. And with that expectancy, that shuts out doubt or fear of failure and shows unshaken confidence. See? So, I believe that way too, you know. So not hoping, but rather having confidence that God will do what he says he will do. Faith never waits to see before it believes, no? Foundations of faith. Faith never waits to see before it believes. It is, according to the word of God, it is the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. It comes by hearing about things. I put many things together here. It comes by hearing about things not seen as yet. I put that together right there now. Yeah, that's faith. It comes by hearing about things, not seen as yet. All that a person of faith needs to know is that God has spoken. That's all you need. Yeah, I need. You really have faith. God has spoken. That's it. This imparts perfect certainty to the soul. Thus said the law, settles everything. Thus said the law, and it is everything is settled. That's how it's supposed to be. It is written. It's all that faith needs to be activated. Faith always blows the ram's horn before, not after, the walls are down. I'm talking about walls of Jericho, right? So, faith always blows the ram's horn before, not after the walls are down. No. So look at in the book of Joshua and so on. Faith never judges according to the sight of the eyes. It doesn't do that. In fact, we are told in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So faith never judges according to the sight of the eyes or even feeling or any of the senses. It rests only on the word of God. Faith is the evidence of things not seen, but promised. See? That's a promise. That would be a promise, right? Evidence of things not seen, but promised. Faith rests on far more solid ground than the evidence of the senses. It does. It is the word of God that where it rests. It is the word of God which we are told in 1 Peter 1:23, which liveth and abideth forever. That's where faith rests itself. On the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Nothing else neither criteria. Only God's eternal word, And unto us we are given eternal life. Our senses may fail us or deceive us, but God's word will never deceive us. He will never fail us. Praise the Lord Jesus. Forever, O Lord, the word is settled in heaven. Since I want to think about it, it's not something like that, Real faith always has corresponding actions, While Lazarus was still dead and in the grave, we are told that the Lord Jesus Christ in John 11:40, while Lazarus was still dead and in the grave, we are told that the Lord Jesus Christ lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. You see? Faith having corresponding actions and so forth. You can't read it done. But people say, as the Father has sent me, so I have also sent you. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says in John 14:12, he that believeth on me, what as I do shall they do, and even greater works than this shall they do. And don't let us limit the only one of Israel. Let us always aspire, to be what he say we are. Praise the Lord Jesus. May not have been there today, but we keep on. Apostle Paul that I already attained, but I'm following after, Anyway, every case of faith in the scripture was a well-grounded assurance produced by the promise of God alone. I say every case of faith in the scripture was a well-grounded assurance produced by the promise of God alone. The promise was acted upon before there was anything visible to encourage that assurance all through the Bible. Faith looks not at the thing that has seen. It doesn't look at what has seen. For example, there was no flood inside back to Noah again when he built his ark. Like I said, even science, so-called science and so forth, that you know, what kind of rain is that? Stone walls, in the case of Jericho, what of Jericho? Stone walls had never before fallen or falling down at the blowing of ram's horns and shouting. Never has it been done. It was done in Jericho at the word of God. It was done. The Israelites were merely expecting what God promised by the mouth of Joshua. That's the only way they know the word of God, the promise. God has made a move. They have to make their own move. You know, don't worry about just blow the rounds on, not after the war fall, before the war fall, as long as that, you know, and you know, always before. Now, when they acted their faith by blowing the rounds on, while the walls were still up, this was their move on the checker play. See? Make their own move. What happened? Then, of course, God moved her in his tongue. And then came the word. Praise the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. He will never fail. You know, give a promise. You make your move. Acting on the word of God. Acting on the promise. God will not lose out on his time. He's going to make it to pass and so on. You know, God is so well pleased. You know, with the actings of faith that he has listed in detail many cases in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. I think I will take time to read some of them, not all of them. I'm going to read the word I say, by faith, let me read some of them, you know, by faith, you know, and something that you know. Hebrews 11, 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, you know, see, move with fear, prepare an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham. Can you see each of them? By faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which, he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. You see, faith go with obedience, right? He obeyed. And went out, not knowing whither he went. He just obeyed God. Verse 11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. So she made her own move by believing God. As soon as that, you know, verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed God and Esau concerning, things to come. Just like here I say, by faith everywhere. Verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. 22nd verse. By faith, Joseph himself, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. He believed the prophecy and so forth as they passed down to him and so on of the Lord and so forth. And Moses did not fail him. He carried his bones. It's there in Israel, the land of Israel today. The burial ground of Joseph and so on. That, you know. Now, verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Doesn't matter what the king says. A pharaoh or whatever, whether it's a monarchy or whatever, you know, we just go on. God has shown us, I would think. They were, his father was of the tribe of Levi, I believe it was, and so on. Something they just know. They just know this child has something special about him. Something that's a witness in their spirit. We don't care what pharaoh said, you know, and so on. They kept the child and God honored their faith. Verse 24. Even Moses himself, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He could have been sitting in the palace and maybe the throne is even east from what we know, but he canceled, you know, the riches of Christ more than all the treasures of Egypt and so forth, that you know. So you see faith, you know, I don't know that, you know. Anyway, so, and, you know, so, verse 30, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. 31 verse, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. What could have read the whole chapter? I just want to read a sample of them. We are saying by faith, to show the importance of faith and so on. So much Bible says without even, you can't even please the Lord and so on, that you know. These all acted with nothing. What has happened now? They have all acted with nothing but the word of God as their reason for expecting the thing God has promised. That's what they had, the word of God. It is the same with every case of faith in the scripture. You know, God has spoken, He has made a move. You make your move by acting upon the word of the Lord. He will make the next move for you. He will never fail. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, so you see, Jonah's symptoms, another one here. Jonah's symptoms were very real when he was inside the fish. And he did not, deny. He didn't deny the symptoms, but he called them lying vanities. He called them lying vanities. That's right. In other words, any symptoms that make you or me doubt the fact that God is precious in mercy unto all them that call upon Him, as we are told in Psalm 86, that's right, should be regarded as lying vanities. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's right. You see? Jonah even said, that is in Jonah 2:8. Jonah said, that they that observe lying vanities forsake their own masses. See, don't follow after lying vanities and all that, you know. So instead of listening to Satan, we must be workers together with our Lord Jesus Christ, who sent His word and always keeping His word. He even said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but His word will not pass away. We must cooperate with Him by being occupied there, not with what the devil says, no, but with the word that the Lord sent for our deliverance. Praise the Lord Jesus. Later we tend to flood your mind with all these things. We just cast them each day. How many of them are really the word of God, you see? You know, so anyway, so let us get occupied with all those things. Let us get occupied with the promises of God, you know. You know, and now, one translation of Hebrews 11:1 says this. Faith means that we are confident of what we hope for, convinced of what we do not see. That one, I think, is way more translation and all that, you know. You see, faith means that we are confident of what we hope for, convinced of what we do not see. We are convinced because God, who cannot lie, has spoken. And brother and sister, how all sufficient is this reason for believing that God spoke it? How sufficient? More than sufficient. Because God spoke it, right? It shall never fail. Faith is not believing without evidence, really. No, it's not believing without evidence. Rather, it is believing because of the very highest possible evidence there is in the whole universe. That is God's word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Which Bible tells us in Psalm 119, verse 89, it is forever settled in heaven, God's word. So faith is not believing without any evidence. Rather, it is believing because of the very highest evidence possible in the whole universe, which is God's word, which is forever settled in heaven. One translation of James 2:18 says this, I will show you by my deeds what faith is. That's one translation say of James 2:18. I will show you by my deeds what faith is. Now, faith is being so convinced of the absolute truth of the declaration of God as recorded in the Holy Scriptures that we just act on them. You see? Faith is being so convinced of the absolute truth of the declaration of the living God recorded in the Holy Scripture that we just acted on it without wavering, you know? Now, faith is both rational and safe. There's no risk in faith, in having faith in God. There's no risk whatsoever It is safety. So, what can be more rational and what can be safer and more certain than faith in God's word? I don't know it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. That's right. You know, there's no risk in having faith in the word of God, his salvation and life. Faith is to receive.
Sorry.
Yes.
Faith is most rational.
Yeah, I think it's most, you know, it's both rational and safe. I say what can be more rational and what can be safer than, you know, than faith in God's word. So you're not taking any risk by believing God. If you say by his stripes you are healed, you're not taking any risk. Eh? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know, so, so his promise means, let me say this one. Faith is to receive the written promise of God as his direct message to you. I always say this Bible is a love letter to all of his children. All the promises in this Bible, they are love letters to you and so on. So you take it as a direct message to you and so forth, you know. His promise, means God's promise, means the same as if the Lord is standing before you now and saying to you, I heard your prayers. After all, in the beginning was the word, right? And the word was with God. And the word was God. So he is the word, the Lord Jesus. So when you read it, just think as if the Lord is standing before you now and telling you these things, you know. That's it. If he appears to you physically, he won't say anything different than what is written. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
If you are looking for vision and you're wasting your time, if he can show you a vision and all that, you know, we thank God for that. But if he appears, he will never say anything contrary to the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
So we don't have to pray for 20 years. Or even weak and so forth. There are times when by divine providence you have to do some waiting. Psalm 40 said, I waited patiently upon the Lord, right? There are times like that by divine providence. We don't know everything. But all in general, you don't have to wait for long. When you pray, you believe that you receive and you shall have them. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Lord's compassion or compassion has yearned to give you and me more than our capacity to even desire anything. I say the Lord's compassionate heart yearns to give us more than we have the capacity to really desire anything, you know. We keep him waiting until we have the faith that cometh by hearing and acting on that faith. Don't forget my checkout story, you know. So don't keep him waiting. Now, act, sir, and we make the next move. Praise the God. Now, God will not cheat and move out of his storm. When it is his storm, it's just, he will do it. God is the waiting one in most cases, you know, concerning us. He is the one waiting. He is waiting for us to appropriate the blessings by faith. Yes, God is the waiting party in most cases, you know, as well as you know. He is waiting for you and me to be shown how to appropriate the blessing he has already given. Already given, yes. He has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Amen?
Amen?
That is the word of God. Amen. All things, the Bible says, that pertains unto life and to godliness. Just have to act our faith. Make our own move in that direction. It is yours and mine. He is waiting for us. Yeah, like I said before. Anyway, that's already given unto us. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack, meaning is not slow concerning his promises, but is long-suffering to us word. One translation say it this way. The Lord is not slow in fulfilling his promise. No. It's never slow. But he bears patiently with us. That's another translation of that 2 Peter 3:9 idea. God is not slow concerning his promises, but we are slow. And he is patient with us. God is not making us wait, but we are making to wait many times and so on and that, you know. Now, another thing is this. When we pray, not afterwards, now, in Mark 11:24, where do we get our answer? God is God's answer to this thing. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and God say, ye shall have them. You know what? People confuse miracles, you know, with healing. You know, and some of that. There are two different things. Miracle, certainly, and so forth. Healing may be instantaneous or it may be prolonged. There are both of them in the Bible. There is one Bible says he couldn't do many miracles in his own village or whatever city and so on. But he laid hands on a few and healed them, right? There is healing that's miracles. So, and God ordained it to be so. Now, otherwise, everything will just be miracles and some of that, you know. But healing has its own place. Yeah, he couldn't do many miracles, but he touched some few folks and healed them. So there is healing. This may be a slow process. I will say the Bible and so forth. That man that came to him all the way, you know, from Capernaum and so forth and so forth, that his son was sick of this and that and so forth. But just go. That son, you know, is made or so. Then he took God's word and was going. And the Bible says when he made the Sabbath on the way, when did he get to mend? They get to mend, right? So it may be a process, but it is done when you act on the word of God. Symptoms or no symptoms, it's immaterial, amen? Praise the Lord. Anyway, glory be to God in the highest. Now, so now, here, so anyway, let's move on a little bit here. Now, anyway, so okay. Faith is when God's word alone is our reason for believing that our prayer is answered before we see or feel it at all. So faith is when God's word alone is our reason for believing that our prayer is answered before we see or feel. Faith is receiving the written word of our Lord Jesus Christ as a direct message to us. Written to you. God's word never fails to work in those who accept it as such, because they are not entertaining doubts as to it being fulfilled in their own circumstances. That's how it is. God has given all his blessings to faith. He has none left to bestow upon unbelief. I say that again. God has given all his blessings to faith. He has none left to bestow upon unbelief. No, all the blessings go to faith only. Praise the Lord Jesus. Our faith makes God to act. Yes, our faith makes God to act. I've been saying the same thing different ways, right? You put out a promise, you act, then it will move. You know that, you know. Well, again, back to Jonah. While Jonah was still inside the fish, he acted his faith, saying in Jonah 2:9, while he was in the belly of the fish, right? In Jonah 2:9, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Look at verse 10. And the Lord spake unto the fish and vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. See? While he was in the belly of the sea, he was giving thanks to God and so on and that, you know. Not when he was out of there, you know. Psalm 50, going to praising God now. Psalm 50, verse 14 to 15. Offer unto God thanksgiving, like Jonah did when he was in trouble, right? And pay the vows, just like Jonah did. Maybe he read this scripture, I believe, because it's how I received for that time. Unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee without fail, and thou shalt glorify me. David wrote in Psalm 50. Here, as elsewhere, we are required, as Jonah did, to offer thanksgiving while we are still in trouble. That's right. You know, and this was probably what Jonah read, that we were to have faith to do that when he was in the belly of of the fish. In Psalm 74, verse 21. Oh, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. See? So we are to praise God in advance while we are still yet in need. That's right. Praise him in advance and so on. Almost every case of faith in the Bible follow this pattern. Foundation for faith. They follow this pattern. Without saying anything, just believing. You know, and just act upon his word. Throughout the scriptures, acting our faith by praising and thanking God in advance has been the Lord's appointed way for our appropriating all of his blessings throughout the scripture. That's right. You know, praising him, thanking him in advance has been God's approved way, you know, of for appropriating all of his blessings. You can get a few of them in Hebrews 13:15. By him, meaning the Lord Jesus Christ, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. Now, to God, look at that one, continually, matter what we see, matter what we see, or we don't see, or we don't see, and so on, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So, our thank offering, or sacrifice of praise, is to be offered in advance for the blessing God has promised. It is only then that we can expect an answer. Praise him in advance and under that, you know, before you even see anything as under that, you know, praise him ahead of time. And Bible says continually. It becomes a sacrifice when you don't feel that doing it, when your body tells you differently, when circumstances tell you differently, and so on. That is become a sacrifice. Sacrificial, praising God anyhow. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Now, why listen to the devil? No need, brother and sister. In the temptation of Christ, all the devil had from the Lord Jesus Christ lived in all the three temptations in each case. It is written. That's all the devil ever had from the devil and from the Lord Jesus Christ in all of the three temptations and so forth. That's in Matthew 4:4 and so on, that you know. Then the devil, I was told in verse 11, then the devil leaveth him. See? It is written. It is written, you know what it is, and 23 times. Bible says in verse 11 of Matthew 4, then the devil leaveth him. But in many cases, among even brethren and many believers and so on, all we hear is, the devil says, the devil did, the devil says, why? You know, you see, you know, if devil's work or word now more than Christ's word, see, let us follow the Christ pattern. Christ pattern is what we walk all the time, see, you know. So, it is written what Christ's way. It is the most successful way of resisting the devil. Let us not try any other way. Amen? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Find that promise. God has made a move in a promise. Find that promise and begin to say it is written. And Bible says, he went away. He left him. And some of that you know. Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. See? James 4:7. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And you see? And there is just one way of resisting the devil, and that is by steadfastly believing and acting upon God's word. Now, something here is another place where many of us say is that you listen one time and you get a victory, and you just keep quiet. You think you won't come back again? Peter says, resisting steadfast in the faith. Amen. Mm-hmm. That means you come back again, one way or the other. You know. Anyway, so let us put that in mind. One thing is this. Each time you come, resist him by the same thing. It is written. It is written. That is the most quickly and powerful way and sure way of getting the victory all the time. Now, make Satan listen to your praises to God. Now, if you say anything, let it be high praises to God. Make Satan to listen to, I always say this to him. If you couldn't withstand the high praises of God in heaven and he was kicked out at the speed of light, when you are praising God here on earth, you can't stand it either, you know? So learn, so make him listen to your praises to God. Of the devil, the Lord said in John 8:44, part of it, meaning he is a liar and the father of it. That's what the devil is. You know, he's a liar and the father of it. So instead of you listening to it, to this father of lies, make him listen to you praising God. No, like we have been reading in many of the Psalms, I want to finish with this. Praising God and so forth, that you know, in this foundations of faith. So make him listen to you praising God and so on. In Psalm 150, let everything, the last verse in the Bible, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, he said. In John 14:27, peace I live with you. You can always go to this scripture almost every day, travel anywhere and so forth. You know your mind, trouble for anything. Peace, I live with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, or be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the verse 19 says, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Are we thinking that they are just divinely put there, you know, in correct order? If you do, Philippians 4 says, "Being anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, letting your request, you know, to God and so forth, that be the peace of God." Then verse 19 says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." This is the thing you tell the devil. It is written. When you need something, it is written, "My God shall supply all my need." Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it is written. That is the way you do it, and everybody don't do it according to God's plan. Anyway, 1 Peter 5, 7. "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." These are all known scriptures, but that's what we come to church for, or fellowship for, to remind ourselves of this thing. Even our pastor said, "Though you know this thing, I will still put you in remembrance," instead and so forth. So praise God, because faith without works is dead, in James 2:20. So praise God, because faith without works is dead, as I told in James 2:20. Now, another one here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Psalm 34 verse 1. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Now, Psalm 50 verse 23 says this, as I land up here this morning. "Whosoever offereth praise, glorifieth me." Bible says, don't you want to glorify the Lord all the time? Now, Psalm 53 verse 3. "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, praise him, because in Psalm 32 verse 1, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." Psalm 30 verse 4. "Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of Israel, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." Psalm 97 verse 12. "Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." Praise him, because to withhold praise will show either unbelief or ingratitude. Say that again. I say praise him, because to withhold praises from him will show either unbelief or ingratitude. Another one is that praising God is another foundation for faith, really, you know. So anyway, Psalm 33 verse 1. "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." In Psalm 147 verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely." That is said in two Psalms and so on. Now, praise him, because God inhabits the praises of his people. Remember Paul and Silas? They sang praises at midnight. Bible says the prisoners heard them, with their backs bleeding and their feet in the stocks. And God sang. See, they made a move. Right? And God moved back. And God sang bass. If you know music, God sang bass with an earthquake, which set them free. See? They were singing praises to God in the prison, while they were bleeding and so forth, as you know. And they were having it stuck. God answered them back with a blasting earthquake, which set them free. Real faith rejoices in the promises of God, as if it saw that deliverance and was just enjoying it. Yes, real faith rejoices in the promise of God, as if it saw the deliverance and was enjoying it. Now, just finishing up here this morning by the grace of God. Let's see this popular one that every preacher always preach about, Jehoshaphat and so forth. "With three great armies against Jehoshaphat, which, humanly speaking, will mean annihilation." That's what it means to him, you know. "They praise the Lord," Bible says, "with a loud voice on high." The only evidence that their prayer was answered was the naked word of God that came by prophecy and so forth, you know. You know that chapter in 2 Chronicles 20:20 down there and some of that, you know. So that's the only thing they have, that prophecy that came, the word of God and so on that, you know. Set yourself apart and so on, and praise God and things like that, you know. So anyway, so, and when they did, the next day, when they went out to the battle and began to sing and praise the Lord in his own tongue, he moved in his tongue and set ambushment against the enemy, and the victory was won. Now, so the battle this morning, the battle is not yours but God's. Amen. Praise the Lord. The battle is not yours but God's. Act on God's promises. Praise him continually, and so shall your faith grow. Praise the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for this short exhortation, O Lord God, in foundations of faith. Never fail anybody in the Bible. You cannot fail us. All we need is the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word of God, we walk by faith, not by sight. The Bible says, Lord God, not by sight, but by faith we walk. Blessed is the fight, the good fight of faith. Is it a fight? Yes, sir, faith indeed. But the Lord is the captain of the host. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Never, if a man of war never lose any battle, and he has said the battle is his, not even ours. We just begin to praise him, have his word, and begin to thank him for all the things that he has promised us. He will not fail. He will not fail out of his tongue. He will bring it to pass. So we thank you for the time we have spent in the word this morning. As we go, Lord, oh God, else go, Lord God, meditating upon these things, Lord, and the day to come, even today, Lord, oh God, let it profit us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, waiting for the translation and so forth, how did Enoch live here? By faith, Enoch was translated and so forth. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. So therefore we thank you because you are dead unto us. Faith, help us to make it grow every day. And our faith grow exceedingly in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And nothing shall be impossible unto us. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all your blessings. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.